special guest today.
Yep.
His name is Brad Saft, and he is a former business partner. No, he is a current business partner of former governor and Fox News anchor Mike Huckabee, and he's the founder of Learn Our History, which is a three DVD set, which I suspect takes history, puts it in its proper context, and maybe corrects some of these folks that like to rewrite history. Brad, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, it's a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Am I getting this right, Brad, that some folks like to rewrite history and you're setting the record straight?
Shocking, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is. Tell us, for our listeners, tell us about Learn Our History.
Sure, and thanks again for having me on.
Sure.
Learn Our History is a series that Governor Huckabee and I co-founded together primarily because we were unhappy about the way that history and social studies were being taught to our nation's children. I really came up with the idea out of an experience I had when I was a young boy, and my parents didn't like the idea of how I was being taught history. I was raised up in New York City. And so as you can imagine, I was taught history from a very blame America first standpoint, that we were a racist, sexist, imperialist country that we shouldn't be proud of. And my parents hated that idea. And so they put my brother and me in the back seat of the car, and we just drove around, and they regaled us with story after story about American exceptionalism and what made America so great. And when President Obama was first elected, I mean, everyone remembers the Blame America tour, the American Apology tour. We went around the world and talked about all the things we'd done wrong. And that just made me so angry. And I realized that not only is the president saying those things, but that's what kids are learning in school, on the media, from their teachers. And a lot of parents didn't have the resources available to them to be able to give the right answers. And so I wanted to provide a product that parents could use as a tool and would also be really fun for kids to watch. So I partnered with some Emmy award-winning animators, some award-winning historians, and I created this series about a group of kids who travel through time to learn American history, and it's all taught from a much more patriotic and faith-based and proud standpoint that makes everyone excited about all the wonderful things that happened in American history.
All right, we're talking today to Brad Saft, business partner to Governor Mike Huckabee, or former Governor Mike Huckabee, and Fox News anchor. We're talking about Learn Our History, his three DVD set. Just as an example, where is one particular place, but the one that stands out in your mind the most, of where history was rewritten by liberals, by progressives, where you set the record straight, just so someone can kind of dig their teeth into this?
Absolutely, and there's many different examples. You'll go through, for instance, on 9/11. When you read through a typical history book on 9/11, you'd have a very hard time figuring out that we were attacked by Islamic militants who hated our way of life. And in fact, that isn't spelled out at all because there's such an inclination to be politically correct. And so what we try and do is teach kids why we were attacked and help understand that these are people who attacked us, who deny women's rights, who spew venomous words about Jews and Israel and America, and more show how the country came together in the aftermath than what's normally taught. Another example, just to go further back in history, is Thomas Jefferson. And I was watching a documentary on Thomas Jefferson just a couple of weeks ago, and what's amazing is there's so many great things that Thomas Jefferson has done for this country. President, Declaration of Independence, founded the University of Virginia. But yet, you found almost half of the documentary was about Sally Hemings, his slave that he supposedly had an affair with.
Right.
And it's just that inclination of the things we focus on in our learning, which has taken history way off from where it should be.
For our listeners that are parents and grandparents that do want the record straight, that do want their children and grandchildren to understand exactly, because 9/11 sticks out in my mind, obviously, as well. I can still see in my mind's eye. I wish I couldn't, but I can still see those planes going into the buildings. What do the history books actually say is the reason that happened?
Well, what they talk about is a lot of what you'd hear as almost liberal talking points, that America had been disrespectful towards Islamic cultures, and this was an outcropping of that.
The history books, and forgive me, I was not aware of that. I actually have children that are in high school and middle school and in elementary school. They're in private Christian school, thank God, and I don't believe they're being taught that, but I can imagine in public school, and I think Steve's raising his hand over here. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, Brad, my My oldest is in middle school, and I can confirm that his social studies book, I think it's called Civics something or other, has exactly what you're saying about 9/11, and we have to correct it in the home. So your video series is something we would want to get.
So you're telling me that, Steve, you're telling me that the history book of your son says that because we were disrespectful to people around the world, that's why, so we brought it on ourselves, essentially?
That's correct. And my son's school, they're actually not allowed to bring their books home. I think they're afraid that the parents might see this sort of thing. You have to go to open house, flip through the books, and that's how you find out this stuff.
Brad, tell me this. What exactly would the kids learn about 9/11 from the DVDs? I mean, you and I both know the truth. Obviously, Steve knows the truth. But what would the kids learn exactly from 9/11, why did it happen, and how the DVD plays out our response?
So really, the way all of our DVDs work is it follows a group of students who travel through time to learn the real history. They're all animated. They're a lot of fun. And so what the kids do is they actually travel back to Afghanistan before it happened, and they see a discussion among the Taliban and Al-Qaeda about why they are attacking America. And they actually meet a young girl there who talks about how repressed they are and how women have no rights and how she doesn't understand why America is singled out to be attacked as it is. Then obviously we see the vicious attacks, and then we see how... In the aftermath, America came together, and that's really, you know, we were very sensitive in making that video because we didn't want, kids to be scared as they watched it, but it's still important that they understand some of the key concepts. And so those are really the things we focus on.
So on the DVDs, they learn through the animation going back to Afghanistan why they hate us, meaning they just hate our way of life, they hate freedom, they want a caliphate. Is it caliphate?
We don't actually get to the caliphate.
No. Okay. I got you. All right. So give me another example. I think that's great. I want to buy it so I can watch it myself.
An example from the three DVD set we have coming out this Christmas of The Bias. So what we're offering right now on learnourhistory.com is three full DVDs for free. One about Columbus, one about the Mayflower, and one about Lewis and Clark. And Columbus is a great example because a lot of what you read in textbooks today is about how Columbus, killed so many Indians. He brought disease. He took slaves. And it's really a negative view. And then you hear people talking about how, oh, Columbus didn't really discover America. And you have kids coming home saying, you know, why are we celebrating Columbus? He didn't do anything. And really it's important to understand that the reason Columbus is celebrated the way he is, well, sure, there were people here before, but our entire culture is based on Columbus's discovery. Our economy, our values, our religion, our way of thinking and approaching the world are all from Columbus. So that's a way that kids can understand why we celebrate Columbus, even though what they're learning in school doesn't necessarily celebrate that.
All right, we're talking today to Brad Saff, business partner to former Governor Mike Huckabee, and who's also on Fox News, obviously. He is the founder of Learn Our History, and we're talking about his DVD set that corrects the folks that like to rewrite history, including folks that say that 9/11 was our fault. That gets corrected, and that kind of gets me excited, Steve, that someone's out there getting this right. Tell me this, for our listeners, and you mentioned it once, and I'd love to have you do it again, if folks want to buy this DVD set for their children, for their grandchildren, for themselves, how do they do it?
Yes, you go to learnourhistory.com and you can see a free preview of all three videos that we have, and as I said, they're absolutely free. You just pay a shipping and handling charge, which is I think $4.95, and not only do we send you the DVDs, but you can stream them for free from any computer, mobile device. You can watch them on your iPhone, and we also send along some great learning guides for free too. Maps, quizzes, timelines, biographies. So as a parent, your kids can watch the video, they'll love it, and then afterwards you can go through the discussion topics and talk about what they learned and make sure that they get excited and they understand all the key points.
Brad, I appreciate what you're doing. What we're going to do on our radio website, thetyjyoungshow.com, we're going to put a link so folks can go directly from our website to your website so they can watch those DVDs. Again, I appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate what you stand for. And thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right.